This is a daily update for Tuesday, April 18, 2017. The Center for Disease Control says 8.3 million American adults suffer from depression, stress, anxiety, according to federal health data. Mental illness is on the rise, suicide is on the rise, and access to care for the mentally ill has gotten worse. So when did this all happen? They cite in the last 8 years. So what happened in the last 8 years? Let's see, Barack Obama took office and ran policies down people's throats and robbed them of their money and grabbed more taxes than any sitting president, all for what? Because of globalization and spreading the wealth. But what it did, it had taken away one-third of Americans' wealth. The stress from that time has caused long-term emotional damage. And it all surrounds income, job loss, rise in prices, and hopelessness. This is all what the last administration has given this country and truly ran the country into the ground. And I can point my finger at Barack Obama and his administration because I witnessed every day of it and was beside myself, couldn't believe what was going on like many people out there. Earning and sustaining a living has gotten harder, especially for men. We are in a world where men are vilified and women are put forward. But the reality is, all the men out there who made all the money for all those years ended up spending it on women and their children. So if you think about the concept of a sustained living and how hard life is getting, this has everything to do with people's constant state of depression. And they cite the constant noise from the internet and social media is a huge contributing factor. You just can't turn it off. You know, back in the day, you go out with your friends, you laugh, you joke, you have a good time, you even discuss issues or debate things, you go home, you go to sleep, you turn it off. You might watch some nighttime news, which was the news, not all these opinions and all these people just arrogantly shoving things down your throat. Unbelievable what the world has come to in the United States of America and what we've allowed. We allowed it to happen. We did this. We allowed it to happen. So you can't turn it off. There's no downtime. And coupled with the fact that 2.8 million teens are depressed, 12 to 17 year olds going through the same stuff because they're on the screen, they get programmed by all these applications out there, they can't think for themselves, they can't speak for themselves, they can't do anything, they're asking a computer to do everything for them. This is the beginning of the end unless we turn things around. The beginning of the end. So speaking of the last 8 years of terrible political policy, Elizabeth Warren says that she's running in 2008 for Senate, of course, in her state of Massachusetts. The speculation that she's going to run for president in 2020. She does have a new book coming out called This Fight Is Our Fight, which points to her run in 2020 for president. But here's the deal. This is her 11th book. If you want to know what Elizabeth Warren's been doing for the last several years, she's been writing books and not out there working for the American people. And she's not writing these books in her downtime. This is what they do. She was willing to back Hillary Clinton, a lying, cheating thief. And then she condemned Donald Trump, even though he's doing a pretty damn good job right now. His approval rating goes up every day. And he's handling world situations that are going on that Barack Obama shoved off and ignored. So look at it that way. What's Elizabeth Warren doing? Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. She says that she's a Native American and she had gotten jobs because she lied on applications saying she was a Native American. So she's not Native American. She's 1/38th Native American, whatever the hell that means. You know what that means? It means nothing. So the bottom line with Elizabeth Warren is, one, she has to win the Senate seat coming up in 2018. Number two, if you ever elected someone like that, it would be worse than Barack Obama because she is more liberal, more angry, and more centered on putting one group of people forward than another. She wants to put women forward and ignore the men. She vilifies men. Listen to what Elizabeth Warren says. She is part of the problem of the Democratic Party, and they will never learn their lesson as long as they have people like Elizabeth Warren out there or Barack Obama out there and that kind of mentality. It is beyond liberal. It is extreme liberal, and it is a poison of our society. So, speaking of jobs, Donald Trump signs an executive order today saying buy American, hire American. So basically, he's not getting rid of the H-1B visa program, but he's putting limitations on it. So all those people out there like Microsoft who laid off over 20,000 people a couple years ago, and then another 20,000, and they hired all people from India, and the people they laid off had high-paying jobs, they trained their replacements from India doing the same job. Not like, you know, when these people say, oh, well, you know, these workers are coming in from other countries doing jobs Americans can't do. That's all a lie. It's not jobs Americans can't do. They're replacing Americans in their jobs for less money. And these companies are saving money and screwing the American worker, screwing the community that they live in, screwing the state that they live in, and all those little local business owners. When you have extra money and you go out and you buy that Chinese food, you go there and get that pizza, you go out and eat to dinner, you know, you spend extra money on clothes for your kids or whatever the hell you do, all that money drives the economy. When these businesses screw people, yeah, that billionaire is going to have more money in their bank account. They're going to have more money, but you're not. And that billionaire is not going to spend extra money from that bank account, but you won't be able to because you won't have that money. So Trump is saying, buy American, encouraging companies in America to make goods again, you know, and it is a worthwhile venture because at one time we were manufacturing kings. Manufacturing kings, we made good stuff. And when you bought American, you knew it was going to be good. And it's all gone to the wayside. So I totally back this. And let's think about Harley Davidson, the big American motorcycle company. They push America, America, America. They also replaced workers with foreign workers. So are they truly American? Maybe you should buy American of companies in America that hire Americans to do a job. And I'm happy to support any company that does that. And I'm happy not to support any company that doesn't. So, today is Pet Independence Day. It's kind of a stupid holiday because it's about switching roles with your pets. Obviously, your dog, your cat's not going to go to work for you unless you have a really simple job. Unless you're Elizabeth Warren and you're a politician. Pet Independence Day is about you laying on the couch, you having your treats, you being stroked. Maybe your pet will jump up on your back and give you a back massage, but I wouldn't count on it. So it's a day for you to be independent, but yet you still have to clean out the litter box. Today is Amateur Radio Day. So in 1925 in Paris, shortwave radio became all the rage. There was the International Amateur Radio Union, a union of people across the world, is spread to across the world, that talk to each other through shortwave radio. And when I was a kid, I had this really cool radio that received shortwave signals, and I would listen to people in Australia, listen to people in England, listen to people all over the world. They're speaking English. I was listening to them, and I thought it was awesome. So today's the day to celebrate Amateur Radio Day. But now we have the internet, of course. We can talk to people around the world with no problem whatsoever. Today is World Heritage Day. So World Heritage Day is a kind of interesting holiday. It's a day to celebrate landmarks around the world, whether they're the pyramids in Egypt or if it's a battle site here like Gettysburg in the United States. These are all things that play into the heritage of that place, of that nation. So it's not necessarily the heritage of your family, you specifically, but if your Italian descendants came here, you could go to Italy, theoretically, and go visit sites that are historically Italian. So that's what the day is. And there are people that work all around the world that preserve these places, and they keep them pristine. They keep them in the best condition as possible. So today is the day to think about them also. Today is Pinata Day. You know, a pinata, you take some kind of paper mache creature or whatever, you know, they have all kinds of pinatas these days, And then you fill it full of candy, you blindfold someone, you give them a wiffle ball bat, and then bang, you know, or a stick or whatever they got, and they hit the pinata until the pinata falls out. People associate pinatas with Mexico, but technically speaking, the word pinata actually comes from an Italian word, pinata. It dates back to the 14th century, but the Spanish conquistadors brought it to Mexico back upon the day, and the people of Mexico added their own little thing, religious thing, and they had all kinds of stuff. So get a piñata, fill it full of your favorite stuff, whack it, and then everybody will have a good time picking the pieces up off the ground. And today is Lineman Appreciation Day. So, you know, without linemen, we wouldn't have power. Look at that. All the power that drives everything that you have. Electronically, there's people up there working on the power lines day and night. I mean, below zero weather, all kinds of stuff. Very dangerous job because you're working at high altitude sometimes on towers and all these different things that they do. Amazing. Even the people that work for cable companies, think about what they got to do. Go up there on a telephone pole and work those lines day and night when that goes out and there's demand. And usually when it goes out is the worst kind of weather. So today's a day to honor those people for actually risking their lives in some cases just to do that job. Today is National Columnist Day. So it's a day to celebrate newspapers and the printed word. The columnists back in the day, the people that had a daily column, I don't read any newspaper columns anymore. You know, whatever's there, I'll absorb it if I want to, but I don't follow anyone. Newspapers have really gotten run down in the United States of America. And then they've taken a beating, especially now with the internet. People are turning more towards internet for information than a newspaper, especially since so many newspapers are so biased and so slanted and have become so political that they've lost sight of the truth in news and they're printing lies instead to push their agenda. So Newspaper Columnist Day, let's think about all the newspaper columnists of back in the day that actually had some integrity, right? Today is National Animal Crackers Day, so I just happen to have a bag of animal crackers not 6 feet away from me. Animal crackers, one of my favorite treats. It's just fun to have. It's a cracker. It's a cookie. Is it a cracker? Is it a cookie? I don't know. I know that I like them, and I know that they're fun. I've eaten them since I was a kid. Animal crackers are good for everyone. They even have frosted ones now and chocolate covered ones now and whatever. So today's the day to celebrate National Animal Crackers Day. This is Michael Angley on the Daily Update for Tuesday, April 18, 2017 on United Public Radio Network, UPRN, TalkRadio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 at Past Christiane.